Je suis l'élu. Je suis l'élu.
I am the winner, Gabon's opposition candidate John Ping declared on Sunday and reiterated this message yesterday to his supporters as concerns grow that Gabon could face post-electoral violence like that witnessed in 2009. Tiofaine Bioge is a law student living in the capital, Libreville. He says people are worried.
In the streets, you barely find people walking. The shops are closing very early at night. You know, most of the time they close at about 10:30, but now they actually close at 7 p.m. So it's very surprising. Everybody is anticipating some major troubles in Gabon in the next few days.
All eyes are focused on what will happen in the oil-rich region of Port-Gentil. Clashes broke out here during the last election as voters, angered by the high cost of living and little returns received from the country's oil wealth, took to the streets to defy the Bongo family's half-century rule. Closing the wealth gap will be a key priority for the new leader, argues Kamisa Kamara, a program manager at the National Endowment for Democracy in Washington.
Gabon has been reliant on oil for decades, and 60% of its revenue depend on oil. So I think that there is definitely a need to move away from oil, especially because of the plummeting oil prices. But I think it definitely does take time to be able to diversify the economy. Gabon is a country that is rich in natural resources, in timber and uranium. And I think that the next president, whoever it is, will not have a choice but to diversify that economy and exploit the natural resources of the country.
Another factor that could change is Gabon's relationship with France. During the election campaign, opposition candidate John Ping insisted it was time for Gabon to revise its ties with its former colony. Those ties have often been referred to as a cozy system of vested interests known as France-Afrique. During the Cold War, French presidents supported corrupt African officials in exchange for petrodollars and other benefits. But author Antoine Glaser, who has written a lot about this system, says times have changed.
People think France is still very powerful in Gabon, and I don't think so. I think France is not as it was before with Omar Bongo, who was not only speaking French, francophone, but he was francophile. He was very proud to be the one who was in strong relations with the French president. And I think Ali Bongo is a lot more trying to, in a kind of diversification. And of he prefers to go to London than in Paris, really, I think, Ali Bongo. People don't realize how things have changed in Gabon since the end of the Cold War and since 1990, you know.
A sign of France's waning influence in the West African nation can be seen in the fact that its market share has dropped from 55 to 20% as countries like China, Turkey and Morocco take over. And vice versa, Gabon is seen as less of a priority for Paris as far as security is concerned. Before it deployed over 900 soldiers in Libreville, today there are only 500. A further break with the past is the fact that France no longer has the clout to influence the outcome of Gabon's elections, analysts say. A vibrant civil society has been critical in ensuring that change comes about. Whether or not the outcome of a presidential election reflects that remains to be seen.